This is Mark Mowry, Chief Investment Officer of Signature Resources Capital Management, with my notes for this month. As the past few months have amply demonstrated, investable markets can be highly volatile. U.S. stocks sold off by 35% from the peak on February 19th to the trough on March 23rd. Even the U.S. bond market saw a tumultuous first quarter, its peak-to-trough decline more than 6%, the worst showing in decades. Since then, stocks and bonds have recovered most of those declines. This sharp turnabout presents an opportunity to discuss an important aspect of our investment approach, that being the management of portfolio drift. So what's drift? Well, let's begin with what we find to be among the more important, perhaps even the most important decision an advisor can resolve during discussions with clients. That question we're looking to answer is just how much exposure to market risk is both appropriate and desired. Each client is different in attitudes regarding market risk. Each client also may wish to assume a particular level of market risk in order to enhance the pursuit of longer-term financial goals. And similar differences may exist for each client across their many portfolios, some of which may be positioned for short-term goals and others maintained with a longer-term investment time horizon in mind. To address these differences, we offer a range of investment allocations that we target using investment models. Each of these models is distinct by the level of investment risk it assumes, with that risk being defined primarily by its exposure to stocks. Of course, all investing carries risk, and we may also seek incremental return in other investments too, accepting the potential additional risk that comes along with. Each step up in the percentage of equity in the portfolio reflects an increasing amount of expected return and risk. Based on our conversations with regard to tolerance for investment risk in the context of short, medium, and long-term plans, we assign one or more models to each portfolio we manage for a client. Each model consists of defined percentage-based targets to individual investments. These investments may be in exchange-traded funds, more commonly referred to as ETFs, or mutual funds, each of which represents specific exposures we wish to include in the portfolio. By exposures, we mean such things as U.S. and international stocks, U.S. Treasury and corporate bonds, international bonds, and cash. While these models tend to be rather stable in that clients do not see us changing those specific exposures often, we've built them so that there's lots going on beneath the surface. That is, we designed our models to endure a wide range of historical market scenarios, even those we have experienced so far this year. But the ongoing performance of each one of the exposures in the portfolio is likely to be different from the others. That's diversification at work, of course. And that means each investment in the portfolio will wander away from our target, some more than others. In more normal markets, stock returns generally outpace bond returns, meaning the portion of the portfolio invested in stocks will grow relative to the bond component. And that means that the portfolio may become riskier over time. Stocks generally being riskier than bonds, after all. The reverse may occur too, with the level of exposure to bonds rising above the desired target when stocks are pressured, the market downturn in March having been the most recent example. This is the drift we mentioned earlier, the tendency for the investments in the portfolio to meander away from the levels that we optimally desire. And this drift ultimately changes the risk and return expectations for the portfolio. The investment team seeks to address this drift once it extends beyond what we find comfortable. In order to bring those expectations for future return and risk back in line, we may rebalance the portfolio back to appropriate targets. Portfolio drift is a slow process, generally speaking. The investment team regularly reviews each account with respect to target allocations in order to assess the need for a rebalance. In normal markets, we find the need to rebalance portfolios is generally rare, perhaps once or twice a year. And the process takes into consideration broader investment team views, as well as individual client wishes with regard to the range of drift, the realization of taxable gains, and otherwise. We want it to be a thoughtful process rather than one driven by simple rules-based math. There is a discipline there, of course, but we want to be sure we remain responsive to individual client situations and market conditions. The goal of our approach to portfolio rebalancing is to align the assumption of risk and the expectation of return with client comfort with the former and desire for the latter. Now, we know that both can change over time, such that we might need to reposition the portfolio to revised levels for both expectations. That's why advisors seek on a regular basis to visit with clients to discuss portfolio performance and positioning, while also addressing changes in financial situations and longer-term plans to see if any adjustments to portfolio allocations are necessary. While in near all interactions with clients, we lead with the theme that all investing carries risk, thinking about potential market volatility can lead to a very different perception and tolerance for investment risk than actually experiencing it. Now that markets have recovered much of the ground lost during this latest episode of Market Tumult, but remain volatile nonetheless, we find the present time a particularly opportune one for clients to have a discussion about risk with their advisors. Importantly, this commentary is not presented as an investment recommendation. The approach described may not be right for everyone. No one listening should take our comments as advice specific to or appropriate for their individual situation. Individual circumstances should be taken into consideration when determining a suitable investment approach. All investing carries risk.